maybe we could begin with the question that was asked, the expression from the beginning in comparison to the expression in the beginning. There are really three main beginnings in the Holy Scriptures. There's the beginning that, in effect, really is not a beginning, and that's found in John's Gospel, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's impossible for our minds to comprehend this verse because it's a beginning that we cannot fix in time. And we know that the Lord Jesus is eternal. He is the Alpha, He is the Omega. And that beginning is stated as such in the beginning for our purposes to understand that as far as our knowledge can comprehend it, there was the Lord Jesus at that very moment, if we could say it even that way. And then there's another beginning in Genesis chapter 1, which deals with creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And this was the beginning of what we can physically see around us, which God himself created. Here in 1 John is another beginning, but it's not in the beginning, it's from the beginning. And there is a distinction because this beginning is when life eternal, in effect, entered its own creation. It's Christ himself entered this world as a babe, as a man. And that was a start of a different beginning, a beginning of what we know as the Lord coming to earth. And so I would make that distinction here in 1 John, the expression from the beginning. The first is his incarnation, that is, when he became a man.
My question would be, as we commence, why did John wrote this epistle?
I would suggest that when the Spirit of God led John to write the Gospel, it was in relationship that you might believe. And it seems to me that when it comes to the writing of the first John, the purpose of it, that we might know we have eternal life. That eternal life is a present possession in the writings of John. And I would suggest this in passing. Of course, if you want to add more to it, let it know.
I need help.
Can we say that John was so affected by the Lord? We remember we read in Mark that John and his brother James were called the sons of thunder. That was not his nature, really, not much. And also another time in Luke, we read of John and James asking the Lord for fire to come down and just burn the village. John must have so much, was deeply affected by the love of Christ and manifested that life that we are talking about, to the point that how many times he writes to his brethren calling them beloved. Beloved. So it may not be the answer, but part of the answer, he is manifesting what he really believes.
Something that struck me is that in chapter 2, verse 18, he says, little children, it's the last time, it's the last hour. And he says many antichrists are already in the world. He takes them back, what we've already heard, to what was from the beginning, what God has established, what we hope to look at, which cannot be taken away, no matter what the opposition that may be raised on. He would establish, I think, the believers, establish us, to know what God would have for his people, and what we've been brought into by his grace.
1 John 5, verse 13, these things I have written to you that you may know that you have eternal life. And if we have believed, then we want to keep on believing and not be swayed, I think, to put together some of the things that have been mentioned. There were, in the time that John was writing, there were these many antichrists who were casting doubt on what the apostles had said before and what believers for a few decades now had been learning to follow. And the Apostle John writes in chapter 1, when we look at these verses, his goal is really verse 3, if you might say that. That's the main focus of this sentence that he begins with. In verse 1 and 2, he talks about how personally known the Lord Jesus was to him and the ones that would be John's fellow apostles. And he says, that which we have seen and heard, we really saw, we really heard the Lord Jesus Christ come in the flesh. That's one of the things, by the way, that the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist denies, that the Lord Jesus Christ has come and that he has come in the flesh, that he really was here and that he really had a human body and that he really lived among men and that he really is the Savior. And so John says, we saw him, we heard him, he was really here. He was the one who was all God, and he was the one who was all man, and we declare this unto you. So we might say that's the key phrase in this passage, this opening passage is, we want to declare this unto you. And then why? So that there can be Christian fellowship together with other Christians, and the full enjoyment of fellowship with God himself. How could people have fellowship with God? It's unfathomable. And yet, John says, we have this ourselves, walking with God himself, come in the flesh. The Lord Jesus was here. And we want you to know, you believers who might be swayed by these different wrong teachings, wrong opinions about who the Lord was, we want you to know that you can have eternal life, that you can be assured of your eternal life as a present enjoyment, and to have fellowship with God, to enjoy, as it says in verse 4, to have full joy, to really enjoy the Christian life. Christianity is not the faith that we happen to be born into. It's not the duty that we accomplish because it just seems better than other opportunities or other options or other choices that are out there. It's something to enjoy as a quality of life now and with the assurance of eternal life now and forever. And so if we appreciate why John was writing, we will be able to look forward to having our joy really filled up by understanding the things that we're going to be learning about today. This is the same world that we live in, isn't it? Because there are many attempts to minimize who the Lord Jesus is and to cast doubts on his deity, to cast doubts on his role in our lives as the Savior and as a friend, as a true companion that we can have true fellowship with. And so this is exactly what we want to learn as well. This is very useful for us in our day, just as it was useful for those who'd be reading John's letter.